Many people are still trying to get their heads around what drove the once-respected former investment advisor Bernie Madoff to cheat friends and clients with a $65 billion Ponzi scheme. A play at the new Repertory Theater in Watertown is exploring the mind of Madoff, now a notorious 21st century criminal. The play is called Imagining Madoff. This morning, WBUR's Andrea Shea introduces us to the actor playing the title character.
When asked to deliver a few lines from Imagining Madoff, lead actor Jeremiah Kissel takes a deep breath, stares right into my eyes, and becomes evil incarnate.
Listen, can you help me? I was trying to remember the outcome. The punchline. The joke. How many Jews does it take to screw in a light bulb?
The Madoff character goes on to muse about the screwers. It's one of the many chilling monologues that convinced Kissel to take on this dastardly role.
I think what appeals to one about villains like this is that there's not a lot of editing. They give in to these desirous impulses and that selfishness. We all have that within us.
Kissel has been thinking deeply about what goes on in his character's scheming mind. Even so, the actor still has trouble understanding the real Madoff's motivations.
We hear about Ponzi schemes every day. You can turn on CNBC and watch American Greed and see a program about Ponzi schemes that are smaller, you know, going on, you know, hundreds and thousands of people who did schemes like this, you know. They all did it for the money. He didn't seem to do it for money. He already had money. He needed more? All right, I guess.
When Imagining Madoff premiered in Washington, D.C. 2 years ago, one reviewer called it a poetic autopsy. On stage, Madoff talks to an unseen biographer. In a vicious monologue, he explains that he didn't do it for the money, but instead because of the movement money creates. Money is fast, Madoff says, like a spawning salmon, and he dreamt of hunting it.
I got him. He's flapping. He can't breathe anymore. And now he's on my plate. He's dead. Oh, he's delicious and he's dead. And I'm wiping my mouth.
Kissel is clearly relishing his role as one of our century's most notorious bad guys.
Americans have always loved their villains.
John Spooner, a wealth manager and writer in Boston, knows the financial world intimately and says the Madoff story is about as high drama as it gets.
It's got everything. The American character, fear and greed. We've always been fascinated with our villains. Shakespeare's villains are much more interesting than the heroes.
But unlike, say, Richard III, Bernie Madoff is a contemporary real-life criminal who perpetrated heinous crimes on victims who are still struggling to recover, many of them here in Boston. Actor Jeremiah Kissel says his heart goes out to them, but he emphasizes that the play is fictional.
It's not a documentary, and this isn't an episode of Frontline. I'm not playing the Bernie Madoff. I'm playing Bernie Madoff as written by Deb Margolin in this play, which is called Imagining Madoff.
Theater is great for asking the question, who is this man? Who is this woman? Who are these people?
Imagining Madoff playwright Deborah Margolin was racked with all kinds of questions about the real Madoff after he was busted for swindling $65 billion from his clients for decades.
You know, I thought to myself, if I were living a lie for 35 years, if every time someone told me they loved me, I knew they had no idea who they were talking to, what kind of dissociated, painful inner life, what kind of torque of the spirit would I have to be enduring?
Margolin says being Jewish herself made it even more confusing. The levels of blind complicity made her head spin and evoked the Holocaust. So she created a backstory for Madoff, which she says was like a dramatist's dream come true. He had all the makings for a complex, tragic scoundrel. In one scene, her Madoff remembers the first time he told his mother a lie.
She believed me. I went into my bedroom, which I shared with my brother. I cried for 2 days. Nothing could stop me from crying. I didn't even know why I was crying. Never told her it was a lie.
But Madoff isn't alone on stage. There's his secretary and a moral avatar. In Marglin's first draft, this good guy was based on Nobel laureate and Holocaust survivor Elie Wiesel, who's also one of Madoff's victims. After reading Marglin's script, Wiesel threatened legal action, so she altered parts of the character. But the writer says it didn't change the point of the play.
These were not biographical sketches of people. This play was intended as a moral investigation.
Actor Jeremiah Kissel says the play draws connections and demands responsibility more than he expected, but he also feels like the damage Madoff did is still so raw.
If you lost your child's college education, if you lost your entire retirement, if you're a cop and you worked for 30 years and, you know, your last $300,000 that you and your wife were going to live on was just gone, I can't imagine wanting to hear about any fascinating, wonderful, glorious piece of art that had this guy's name attached to it. Can't imagine it.
But Kissel reminds us that a good work of art doesn't answer questions, it raises them. And he says imagining Madoff does that in spades. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
Imagining Madoff is on stage at the new Repertory Theater in Watertown through January 26th.